Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah hamdan muafiyan li ni'ami, mukafiyan li mazidi. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa junudi. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi wattaqullah. Inna Allaha sami'un alim. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس من أمتي من لم يجل كبيرنا ويرحم صغيرنا ويعرف لعالمنا حقه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. For the smooth sailing of any structure in society, one of the integral ingredients is the aspect of recognition of position and respect for position. Whether it be an educational institute, whether it be the home, whether it be a company, a business, or whether it be the country, in order for it to move smoothly and to function correctly, there will have to be this ingredient of recognition of position. Everyone will have to understand that certain people have a superior position. And then, not only recognition of position, but respect for the person who has that position. Respect for authority. Now we can go on giving examples of the negligence in this, or lack of respect and lack of recognition of position, and the chaos that it causes. Whether it be in a country not respecting law enforcing officers, and what happens, the crime that becomes prevalent because of the lack of this, whether it be in an educational institute, not recognizing superiority and the chaos that it creates in the form of strikes and protests, etc. And then similarly in the home, when children don't understand and don't recognize the position of the father and mother, then that home will never function smoothly and it will never be a comfortable and a happy home. So this is something which is logical and something which is understood by people who come from any religion, any background. It's something which is supposed to be understood that we need to recognize position and respect position. Now when this is such an integral value of any society or any structure, then we can well imagine what emphasis our Deen of Islam will place on this aspect of respect, and the aspect of recognition of position and respect for position. Suffice to say, regarding the importance that Islam lays on it, in one hadith of Musnad Ahmad and Mu'jam of Tabarani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ لَمْ يُجِلَّ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ لِعَالِمِنَا حَقَّهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person is not from my ummah. Which person is not from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Which person Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is disowning? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is disowning this person. Who is he disowning? That person who does not respect the seniors. The one who does not show compassion and kindness to the juniors. And that person who does not recognize and understand the position of the ulama and the learned. The one who doesn't understand this concept of respect, this concept of position, and showing respect to a person of a superior position, Rasulullah ﷺ is disowning him. To understand how serious this is, imagine a father telling a child, telling his son, I disown you, you are not my son. How serious this will be taken, that the father has disowned his child. Yeah, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is disowning a person who does not show respect and does not understand position of people of position. So we can well imagine the seriousness of this issue. Then moving on, we find in the Quran Majid, there is a surah, Surah Hujurat, which is dedicated to guidelines that have been given for the smooth functioning of any society. In order to enjoy a harmonious and peaceful relationship among people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given different guidelines in the surah. The message of the surah is very profound. But the first guideline that was given, in order to enjoy a happy society, the first guideline that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in detail from various angles is this aspect of respect and adab. In different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the same message, the message of respect, different dimensions, different angles of adab and respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains. So one of the most important and critical ingredients of a good society that has been explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is recognition of position and respect for position. The opening ayat of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. O those who have iman, do not proceed ahead of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our simple terms, Allah is saying, don't be forward. In the presence of an elder, the junior should not be forward. He should not be doing anything without the permission of that elder. Primarily, Sahaba radiallahu anhu have been addressed here. And regarding the respect that is ought to be shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But by way of extension, this applies to every other junior and his interaction with his senior. That don't be forward. Don't go ahead of him. Don't do something without his permission. So for example, if you are walking with your senior, don't walk in front of him. If you are in the presence of your senior, don't speak before him unless he asks you to speak. When you're sitting and eating with a senior, then don't start eating before the senior starts eating first. So this is the details of adab that have been explained in the Quran Majid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we will find various examples of this. Not being forward, not proceeding, not going ahead of the senior. And these examples explain to us that this is not restricted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather it applies to other seniors as well. Once Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was walking in front of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Both of them are sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but obviously the position of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu could never be equal to the position of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So they both walking, and Abu Darda radiallahu anhu is walking ahead of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautions him. And he says to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, لَا تَمْشِ أَمَامَ مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنْكَ. Don't walk in front of that person who is better than you. The one who is superior than you. The one who is your elder. Don't walk in front of him. Although both of them are sahaba radiallahu anhum, but among the sahaba, there are different ranks. You need to understand this and show respect there as well. So don't walk in front of him. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned one virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu an. Inna Aba Bakrin khayrun mimman talat alayhi shamsu aw gharabat. The sun has not risen and not set on someone who is greater than Abu Bakr radiallahu an. Obviously after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So when this is the position of this person, then you should not be walking in front of him. You should allow him to walk in front. On one occasion, there was a murder that had taken place. So because of this, two sahaba radiallahu anhum, two brothers, come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to discuss the issue with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The younger brother's name was Muhayyisa radiallahu anhu, and the elder brother was Huwayyisa radiallahu anhu. So both are brothers, the younger brother and the elder brother. Now the younger brother witnessed the incident. He was present when it had taken place. So he had the right to speak first because he was a witness. The elder brother wasn't a witness. But despite this, when they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the younger brother speaks first. Muhayyisa radiallahu anhu speaks first. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautions him. Although he was present and the elder brother wasn't present, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautions him. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, Kabbir, Kabbir. Allow your elder brother to speak first. Although you were a witness, you were present, and he wasn't present, but the demand of respect is you show respect to your elder brother. Now we're not speaking about father and son, or grandson and grandfather. Here is an issue of two brothers. But despite them being two brothers, one was elder than the other. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cautions the younger brother, in the presence of your elder brother, you shouldn't be speaking first, you should allow him to speak first. And we can well imagine the levels of respect and how they have dropped in our societies. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not allowing the younger brother to speak in front of the elder brother, not allowing him to speak before the elder brother, although he was present and the elder brother wasn't present. Now look at, in retrospect, and what is the situation nowadays, where a child, young child, or a young boy will speak freely in the presence of his father, the father doesn't even get a chance to speak. Or the grandfather doesn't even get a chance to speak, because he's speaking so much. This is a second example. In the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to explain this concept of not being forward. Then a third example, once Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu sees two people walking. Imam Bukhari rahimullah has recorded this incident in Al-Adab al-Mufrad. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu sees two people walking. So he asks one of them, Ma hadha minka? What is the relationship between the two of you? What is the relationship that you enjoy? So it so happened that the person he addressed was the son. He says that this is my father. Now Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu explains to him, if he is your father, then keep in mind three aspects. La tusammihi bismihi. Don't call him by his name. He's an elder, he's your father, you can't call him by his name. You will have to call him with a title of respect. There was a time in the good old days, when forget speaking to the father or the grandfather with respect or addressing them with a title of respect, every other person who was senior would be called chacha, would be called uncle, or whatever it would be, some title of respect for a senior. And today, unfortunately, sometimes the person's own paternal or maternal uncle is called by the name. The father is sometimes called by the name. And sometimes it happens that the uncle feels, I'm still too young. I'm still too young to be called uncle or to be called mamaji or whatever it may be. My nephew or my niece must call me by my first name. Not realizing what we are impressing on that impressionable mind. That you don't need to respect. You don't need to call with titles of respect. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, La tusammihi bismihi. Don't call him by his name. Because he's your father. You have to call him with respect. And then obviously, our dini elders, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, taking their names with respect. Sometimes we find people very loosely nowadays, take the names of Sahaba radiallahu anhum very carefree, without even saying Sayyiduna before it, or Hazrat before it, without saying radiallahu anhu after it, as if they are our contemporaries. No, utmost respect needs to be shown to our dini elders and to our family elders and to any elder. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is saying, La tusammihi bismihi. Don't call him by his name, by his first name. Wala tamshi amamahu. Don't walk in front of him. If you're walking with your father must walk in front, you walk behind. And thirdly, wala tajlis qablahu. When you reach a gathering, when you go to a certain place, and now you are going to sit down, allow him to sit first, then you sit. Now this is respect. That is not something which is being taught in India. Sometimes we feel this is an Indian custom, respect. This is respect that is being taught by Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Respect that is being taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu an, one of the greatest muhaddis of this ummah. And he is teaching this level of respect to a youngster, that this is the respect that you show to your father. So, the first guideline with regards to respect that has been given in the surah, Surah Hujurat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday illahi wa rasuli. Then another angle of respect that has been explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a few verses, La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi wa la tajharu lahu bil qawl ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'd. That when you're addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then don't raise your voice when addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't raise your voice and don't speak to him in a loud manner. Now again, this is regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but by way of extension, it applies to other elders as well. The way we speak to our seniors, sometimes you can't make out the difference a person is speaking on the phone, whether he's speaking to his friend or his father. There's no difference. But the Quran is saying there has to be a difference. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. You can't address in the same way. There has to be a difference. Your tone has to be different. Your manner has to be different. Your choice of words have to be different as well. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول. Don't speak loudly in their presence out of respect for them. Sometimes again it happens that the father feels it cute that the child is swearing. So the father will sort of encourage the child to swear. It's so cute. Again not realizing that that child when he grows up he'll swear that same father. Why? Because now the father is killing that element of respect that is in that child. So Allah says that your manner must be different, your way of address must be different. One is speaking loudly in the presence of Rasulullah ﷺ that has been highlighted here. But obviously, we don't have that fortune and we are not blessed to be in the Mubarak lifetime of Rasulullah ﷺ. So this ayat still applies to us. For example, near the Rawda Mubarak of Rasulullah ﷺ, not speaking loudly, showing respect, utmost respect, is not a place to take videos and to take pictures, etc. Utmost respect to be displayed at that time. There's an incident of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi and the king of the time. We don't have the time to go into the incident. But Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi cautioned the Khalifa. And he said that when you are here in this presence, in this august presence, then you have to show utmost respect. Then we find something else would be substitute to the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Mubarak ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa are being read, whether it be in the ta'aleem, it may be a kitab that we regard to be simple, a simple kitab, fadail amal, fadail sadaqat, or it be a bayan, whatever it may be, where the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa are being mentioned and explained, then the respect that needs to be shown, it's not a time to speak loudly. How often it happens, ta'aleem is taking place in the masjid, and then there's a big noise that's taking place, another majlis happening somewhere else. Outside in a car park, there's another majlis happening. Another voice is being raised. The words of Rasulullah ﷺ are being recited. The best would be for us to sit and participate in that program. If we can't do that, then the least is we show respect to it. And we don't make a din, we don't make a noise, and we don't affect that gathering that is taking place in which the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ is being explained. Then we find similarly in any other program, dini program, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being explained, showing respect, not speaking while the program is going on, not fidgeting with our phones, not doing other things, rather paying full attention as if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is addressing us. So, the respect that needs to be shown for these kind of gatherings and in the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are other aspects of respect that have been explained in the surah, but we wish to go a little bit further in this aspect of respect. One is respect we show to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to our seniors, our elders, whether they be our family elders, community elders, or they be our dini elders. Respect that needs to be shown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same ayat explains the frightful outcome and the bad result of showing disrespect. Something which is very serious. Allah says, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That it can happen that your actions will be wiped out without you even knowing. There's a lengthy academic discussion under this ayat. The simple explanation is, when a person becomes accustomed to showing disrespect, then he doesn't take notice of what he is speaking. He just speaks very loosely. And he just continues talking in this disrespectful manner until he may utter some statement will take him out of the fold of Islam. I heard someone saying this. Allah forbid, a very serious statement. But again, because of disrespect. And unfortunately, this person is suffering a lot in his life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him. But he said a statement, because of becoming accustomed to disrespect. He says, if that alim is going to Jannat, I don't want to go to Jannat. Now something so serious. And he didn't even realize what he said, how serious it was. Because of becoming accustomed to disrespect. And we speak so freely, as if there's no boundaries. Then what happens? أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. A person doesn't realize the statements that he makes and how serious those statements can be. Now, one is the bad outcome of disrespect. But then there's a positive side as well. That a person who shows respect and the great blessings that he enjoys in this world and akhirat as well. There's a great Imam, Zarnuji Rahimahullah, who has written a famous book, تَعْلِيمُ الْمُتَعَلِّمُ طَرِيقَ التَّعَلُّمُ. In this, he mentions a very profound statement. He says, "Ma wasala man wasala illa bil hurma, wa ma hurima man hurim illa bi tarkil hurma." He says, "Whoever reached any heights, they reached those heights because of showing respect. And whoever was deprived of success in life, they were deprived because of disrespect." As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah, says, that it has been my personal experience and observation that any person who showed respect to his seniors, in whichever field it may be, whether those seniors be Muslim or non-Muslim, he progressed in that field. So for example, if a person was studying a certain field, and his lecturer, his senior, was a non-Muslim in that field, but he showed him respect because of him teaching him something. He showed him respect, he progressed in that field. But if he disrespected that senior in that field, he never excelled in that field. There's an incident mentioned by Ibn al-Athir rahimullah in his Al-Kamil. There was one ruler by the name of Ismail bin Ahmad. Abu Ibrahim Ismail bin Ahmad. On one occasion he was sitting in Samarkand, in one of the cities that he was ruling over, and he had an open session for his subjects to come and discuss whatever issues they had. Besides him was his brother Ishaq bin Ahmad. So his name was Ismail, and next to him was his brother Ishaq. So while he was sitting and having this sitting of his, the session of his, one great alim, great faqih, Shafi'i faqih, Muhammad bin Nasr rahimahullah, walked in. When Muhammad bin Nasr rahimahullah walked in, this ruler stood up. Ijlalan li'ilmihi wa deenihi. Out of respect for the knowledge and piety of this man. Out of respect for the knowledge and piety of this man, he stood up, respecting him. So, after some time, his brother says to him, that you should not be conducting yourself in this way. You the ruler, and you standing up for one of your subjects, your authority will be lost. People won't respect you. You standing up for your subject, what authority will you have? That night when he went to sleep, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. And when a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a true dream. There's no possibility of it being a false dream. He sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, addresses him to this ruler, Ismail bin Ahmad. He says to him, that tabuthu mulkuk wa mulku baytik li ijlalika Muhammad ibn al-Nasr. That your kingdom and the kingdom of your family will continue because you showed respect for Muhammad bin Nasr. He showed respect to an alim. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling him that you will enjoy rule and kingdom will continue. Dunyawi benefit because of respecting an alim. On the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns to his brother, and he says, "Dhahaba mulku Ishaq wa mulku banihi bistighfafihi Muhammad ibn al-Nasr." That the kingdom of your brother Ishaq and his family will not continue because he disregarded an alim, he disregarded an heir of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he disregarded Muhammad bin Nasr rahimahullah. So the benefit, dunyawi benefit of respect, and the dunyawi harm of disrespect, explaining this one hadith, and explaining the statement that whoever progresses because of respect, and whoever doesn't progress and is deprived of success is deprived because of disrespect. One is our showing respect to people of knowledge, to seniors in deen. Then a very important aspect is our children, instilling respect in them, respect for their ustads, respect for the apa, respect for the maulana. Sometimes it happens as parents, we say to the child, "What's wrong with your apa? How can she have madrasa today?" Not realizing the disastrous outcome of that statement. The respect that child had for that person that was imparting deen to her, to him or her, has been gone. Why? Because of the father or mother speaking in that way. And we as parents have to respect the person who's teaching deen to our child. They are doing us a very great favor. We need to understand this. It is their favor upon us. It's not our favor we're sending our children to them. It's their favor that they are imparting deen to our children. It is actually our responsibility to teach our children deen. But they are doing us a favor and they are assisting us. We need to cooperate. Many a times parents don't cooperate in this, and it creates major complications for the person that's teaching, for the alim, for the apa. It causes a lot of complications because they don't have cooperation from the home, don't have cooperation from the parents. So respect for the people of deen, for the seniors of deen. In the hadith we mentioned in the beginning, Rasulullah ﷺ explained the same aspect. وَيَعْرِفْ لِعَالِمِنَا حَقَّهُ. One of the things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, recognizing the position of the learned. We will conclude on one statement, profound statement of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Once someone asked him, that who is greater between the two students of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an, Al-Qama or Aswad rahimahumallah. They were both illustrious students of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an, both were tabi'een. So, someone posed a question to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, that who was greater? Now, at times it happens, we compare between this alim and that alim. We say, this alim said this. What's wrong with him? How can he say something like this? Which world he's living in? He's living in the camel ages. How can he give a fatwa like this? Not realizing how serious these statements are. Yes, we don't have to follow every alim. We have one person, we are confident in his knowledge, in his adherence to the sunnah, both outwardly, inwardly. We have confidence in this person, we follow him. But we don't disrespect the other. We respect the other. Like how, when we have a medical problem, we will have confidence in one doctor, another doctor may have a different view. We will follow one doctor, but we won't disrespect the other doctor. We won't badmouth the other doctor. In the exactly same way. These people are learned, it's their field. We know nothing about that field, and we want to give our own opinion. Now here, we have a giant, an ocean, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, who perhaps was equal to them in his knowledge, in his piety. And he was also a tabi'i like them, but they were much more senior than him. He says, you asking me who is greater between Al-Qama and Aswad? He says, I only take their names, making dua for them and asking for forgiveness on their behalf. How can I, فَكَيْفَ أُفَضِّلُ بَيْنَهُمَا? How can I compare between the two of them? And this is respect that our seniors have explained to us, have taught us. Seniors, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the tabi'een. And this is the reason why we follow these great people. Because together with their vast knowledge, they had this respect, they had all these values, important values and ingredients that gave them that great understanding in deen. Just to sum up and summarize, we had explained the importance of respect for the function of any institution or any structure of society. There has to be recognition of position and respect for position. And then the emphasis that Islam places on the aspect of respect in Surah Hujurat, various angles Allah has explained of respect. Not being forward, not raising the voice, and then the disastrous outcome of showing disrespect, and then the benefits that a person enjoys by showing respect, the importance of showing respect to our deen elders, those that are imparting deen to us. We are not saying they are innocent, they won't have faults. They will have their faults, but it is our fortune for us to respect them and to leave their matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We follow that person we have confidence in and we respect the others. In this way, inshallah, our dunya will be safe, our akhirat will be safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this great value. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.